That 1-0 victory, United States over Iran yesterday, still resonating around the world. Larry Olmsted, who has written a book called Fans, How Watching Sports Makes Us Happier, Healthier, and More Understanding, is on our AT&T line, and we get caught up in college football and the NFL. But, Larry, would you give us some perspective on the World Cup in terms of where it ranks in world sporting events?
Sure, Michael, and it's great to be here on behalf of Boyne Resorts, a leader in outdoor recreation with ski and golf resorts in Michigan and across North America.
I'm sure they were watching the game in the Zoo Bar yesterday at Boyne and the other cool spots there. But we get caught up in the Super Bowl as a world event, or they call it even the World Series. But some perspective on World Cup, if you would.
Yeah, I mean, the difference is that, you know, it's a true world championship. The World Series is only competed in American and Canadian teams. And, you know, same with the NFL. But, you know, the World Cup is the national teams from all over the world in the world's most popular sport. So, you know, it's probably the most competitive event in that sense. And it's like the Olympics, it's only once every 4 years. So that makes it a bigger deal. And yesterday's match in particular, a big deal because, you know, not a lot of love lost between the U.S. and Iran. I think it's a team everybody wanted to beat from more of like a patriotic point of view. But certainly, you know, soccer has really become much more popular in maybe the last 20 years than it ever was in the U.S. and is you know, really peaking now. 20 years ago, you wouldn't have gone into bars or resorts. I was in a bar at a golf club yesterday, and everybody was watching the game, and that would not have been the case 20 years ago.
Very quickly, there's a study by Travel Lens, and they looked at some Yelp reviews, and guess what? To pick the most beautiful state park, the most beautiful spot in the United States, Porcupine Mountains Wilderness in northern Michigan. Now, that's way north of Boyne, up in the Upper Peninsula. But it beat Smuggler's Notch in Vermont, which was number two. What's Smuggler's Notch?
Smuggler's Notch is a notch in the mountain, a pass in the mountains between Stowe and the Canadian border. Stowe is a big ski resort in Vermont, and that where they used to smuggle moonshine through the mountains back in Prohibition, which is why it's called Smuggler's Notch. I've ridden my bike through it. It's beautiful, but I would not put a lot of stock in Yelp reviews, not to take anything away from Michigan.
Okay, well, I'll drink to that. Here's to the Porcupine Mountains in northern Michigan and Larry Olmsted and his book, Fans, How Watching Sports Makes Us Happier, Healthier, and More Understanding.